Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to invite all the children of all ages to prepare for a short message about expectations. So this morning I brought a little friend along with me. Okay? May not necessarily be my friend because I can't play tennis. There's a fence around it, there's a ball, and I'm holding something that's a racket. So I'm trying to smack it out of the ballpark. That doesn't work too well. But if I were to go out for tennis, our coach would have some expectations that I knew really what to do with this ball. So today, we're going to talk a little bit about expectations. A little bit later in our gospel lesson, we're going to learn that Jesus was not what many people expected. And this whole week from today through next Sunday, there are a lot of expectations that people had that didn't happen. So pretty simply, if I were to take this ball and I were to just throw it down on the ground, what do you expect would happen? It's going to bounce. So if I throw it down really hard, it's probably going to bounce higher, right? So let's try this. Okay. Ready? So how high did it bounce? Did it bounce?
No.
So what happened?
You didn't throw it, you just dropped it.
I just dropped it. But I caught it before it bounced, had a chance to bounce. So is that what you expected to happen?
No.
So thankfully for us, Jesus did not do what was expected. Jesus did what we needed him to do over 2,000 years later, but what the entire world needed him to do in its time. So we can be thankful that expectations, our expectations as human beings, don't always come true. So if you would, please pray with me. Dear God, thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
Who shows us how to live a way, your way. And that way that exceeds greatest expectations. Thank you.
And
amen.